Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here, and it is June 5th?
Yeah.
5th? Okay, it's June 5th, and I am sitting here with Gina at Night Drake, and Wendell, who's sleeping, and it is just started raining in Columbus, but that's okay, because I'm not at work. Yeah, for those of you who might not know, I work in wastewater treatment, and when it rains like this, the plant gets a lot of flow, and it makes the job a little bit
annoying.
Yeah. I think annoying is a good
taxing.
Word. Taxing is another one. High energy. I mean.
Frustrating.
Well, yeah, frustrating is a good one. But anyway, I'll have to deal with it tomorrow, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We were sitting here, I've got me a gin and tonic made with Rangpur lime gin, and I made her gin with this stuff with a little bit of water in this stuff. Is it good?
Yeah.
This stuff... it's called Mio. It's basically this, like, concentrated syrup that you put a little squirt of it into a glass of water, and it makes different flavored stuff. Like, that's cherry blackberry, I think, that she's drinking. You sure you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
I'd tell you if I didn't, but,
like,
know this.
There's, like, blueberry lemonade. There's blueberry pomegranate. I think they make lemonade. I think they make cherry. You know, stuff like that.
Do they make mango?
They might.
Oh, I like mango.
I'll look.
Sorry, ran
off
in your boo.
All right, that's all right. But we had a meatloaf and stovetop stuffing for dinner. I made my meatloaf. The secret ingredient to the Bob Klein meatloaf is essence of emerald. Emeril Lagasse is a cook, chef, whatever you call it. He used to have a show, he used to have a couple of shows on the Food Network, and he has some restaurants all, well, I know, I know his, like, well, I don't, I'm suddenly realizing what I do, what I know and don't know for certain. I mean, okay, I'm relatively sure that his first restaurant was in New Orleans. And he has several, I do know that he has several restaurants in New Orleans, but I think he also has restaurants in, like, Vegas and Reno and places like that. But he came up with his own allspice, and he calls it Essence of Emerald. And they sell it in the store, so I bought a jar of it and used it in my meatloaf, and it was really good. And I also, and I use Essence of Emerald in my macaroni and cheese, and it makes it really... spicy and delicious.
And tomato soup.
And tomato... I do put it in tomato soup.
It's good, too.
I sometimes rub it into, like, steak or hamburgers when I'm grilling. Or chicken. I've put it on my chicken when I grill. We should grill chicken breasts sometime.
Just as long as you don't use barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
My dad... Sorry to interrupt you, Roo. My dad, like... puts barbecue sauce in everything. And I love my dad's cooking. I'm not complaining about it. Sometimes it's just nice to have steak without barbecue.
Yeah.
Or meatloaf without barbecue. Or pork chop, you know. Anyway.
See, I don't like... I mean, I like a good, like, spice on my steak. But I don't like putting, like, steak sauce on my steak. And I never had... sometimes...
Like A1?
Yeah.
A1 is good.
Well, A1 is good. But I like the natural flavor of steak, especially the places around here where we get steak, and also when I grill steak, because I like that natural smoky flavor.
That
would be Twitter. I'll check that bad boy out later.
Might be my boo.
Might be. But sometimes I just like to do like a rub on my steak or something that's really weird. I basically take like butter, which sounds weird. Not melt it down completely, but soften it in the microwave, and then, like, mix it together with spices, and then before you put your steak on the grill, you rub or you coat the steak in the butter, and then it gives it a nice crispy layer.
Can you taste the butter?
Well, I mean, it grills into the steak. You taste the spices and stuff. Cool. That's how they...
Is that poker chips?
Yeah. This is the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. So, we're just looking for... We're looking for something to watch. This is probably the most incoherent boo I've done in a long time. That's because I don't know. It's just been a tired day. I think it's the rain.
Sometimes incoherent is okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. This is Ed Sullivan that they're trying to pawn on.
Ladies and gentlemen. Time the Beatles.
Yeah, we're fans of the Time Life Network. It's an entire cable network dedicated to selling Time Life compilation CDs and DVDs. And the one that they just had on there was Ed Sullivan DVD collection.
But now we're getting to the point where we've seen them all, and it's like, can we have some new ones, please, Time Life?
Yeah, really.
We've been around for how many years? Showing the same like 10 shows over and over.
Yep. Oh. So anyway, I'm going to continue drinking my drink. I finished reading Macbeth. Well, actually, I'll tell you what. Let me do a fresh boo just talking about books.
Yay.
So let me close this out and upload it, and then I'll be back after these commercial announcements.